Hey guys, welcome back. For those of you who are new here, my name is Michelle Blue, and I host and coach a talk show, The Journey with Blue, where we share the mindset, success, spiritual principles in order for you to step into your purpose and become the person of your wildest dreams. And you know, I always say I started the show out of my own selfish ambition of like, okay, I felt like I was going through all these failures and going through more no's than yeses, and it was taking longer than expected. And I was like, am I the only one going through this? So I was like, I started calling friends and people that I knew, people who were further along in the process, further along in the journey, and just asking them the questions of how they were, you know, finding success. What were the lessons? What were the tips? What were the things that they were implementing in their own lives that were getting them to where they wanted to be, or closer to where they wanted to be on the journey? And, you know, I started, you know, asking these transparent questions, and I can say, looking at these episodes over the years and how I've been able to implement them in my own life and business has truly been a game changer. And I always say, if I was going through this, then I knew other people were going through it as well. And so The Journey with Blue is that full collection. I always say it's not just like one piece of art. It is a full collection. It's a full gallery. It's not just that one song. It's the full CD. Like, you got to listen to it all, because it really gives you true transformation. And when I say it's not, we're not talking about like the strategies and the marketing and the things you need to do and cross off your list. Like, this is truly, how do we change from the inside out? And maybe I'm biased, maybe I'm like a mom, like, but the conversations are so, so good. And I encourage you all, if you're new here, to go back and listen to these, listen and watch the episodes. And right now I'm going to try to share my top five episodes. What are my favorite episodes that you can listen to? And again, it's like, how do you choose your favorite child? Like, that's kind of impossible. But here's my rundown of my top five conversations. And there's no order to this, and I'm like thinking about this as we go. And I'm gonna make sure I link all of the episodes below for you to tune in. So make sure you take some notes, and let me know which conversation is your favorite as well. So I'm gonna say, first conversation is my conversation with Ariane Ellsbury from season 4. And I feel like as soon as you like listen and watch this episode, there was so much good energy, so much love that was like spewed out in this conversation. But Ariane and I had talked about the power of confidence, right? And she's a master real estate agent here in Atlanta. She has sold millions and millions and dollars in homes. Like, I can't even keep track of how much. And of course, to so many notable people here in the city. But we talked about how so many times, like, we shrink from sales. And everything is sales, whether you're selling a house, but whether you're selling yourself, an idea, a vision, a product. And so many of us, where we are now, we have to step into sales. And it takes a level of confidence. And we talked about, how do you have that delusional level of confidence, that delusional level of belief to go for it, to make the ask, to put yourself out there, and to overcome your fears to show up powerfully while doing it. And so this was such a great conversation. And the reality is, the only difference between you and the people you may see who are where you wanna go is that they had the confidence. They believed, they made the ask, they showed up. And so we break down what are those steps, and how do you have the confidence even when you don't have the results yet? Because you're like, Blue, but I haven't sold millions of dollars of houses, or I don't have this crazy resume. And that's okay. Where you are now, you can show up powerfully, and we break down the steps of how you can do that. And the conversation was so good. Like I said, so much energy, so much love, but I promise you, you're gonna walk away feeling that much more empowered and that much more confident to ask, to show up, and do the things you know you need to do. So that is conversation number one. And I'm going to say conversation number two, this also was from season four, was my conversation with Tanya Rapley. And this conversation was so good because we talked about designing your life, right? How do we choose where we want to go in life? And I know so many times we're in places where we feel stuck and we're just unhappy, we're unsettled, we don't feel fulfilled. And we're like, we know that there's more to this. And in this conversation, we realize where you are and we help you get to where you actually want to go. And Tanya was so amazing. She shared so much of her personal journey. I shared so much of even how I go about figuring out what are my values, how I have made these decisions in this life of creating the life and business of my dreams, even when I didn't know how. And so she breaks it down. She gives you the tangible tools, the tangible next best steps, and the questions that you need to be asking yourself now to get to where you actually want to go. And it just seemed so easy, so doable. So again, wherever you are in the process, wherever you are in the journey, that is a conversation because a conversation to listen to, because again, life is going to happen, but you get to choose where you get to go and you get to design it based off of where it is, you know, you've been called to do and called to be. And so I love the conversation. That is number two on my list. Number three, I am going to say my conversation with Kara Stevens. And so this is her in season three. And this season was so crazy for me because I shot it in 2020 and I am literally calling people up like, will you come to my house in Brooklyn? When I still have my brownstone in Brooklyn. Like, will you come sit on the blue sofa with me in the middle of the pandemic and have a conversation? And I'm so thankful that people weren't like, girl, you're crazy. Like I said, you gotta have this delusional thinking, make the delusional ask, because you just never know what's gonna come from it. But the conversation with Kara Stevens was really great and so on time for me. Like I said, I'm always thinking about, well, what are the things that I'm going through? And during the pandemic, I was struggling so much financially, didn't have the money. And I was like, this does not work for me. Being a broke girl is not what I'm trying to sign up for in this life. And so Kara Stevens, we have to have a conversation on how to go from lack to abundance, right? How do we shift our money mindset? And we start with the root of it. What are your thoughts around money? Where did this come from? And start recreating, rewriting that story, that narrative, and the energy that you have so that you can attract more. And she broke down, how do you step into the feeling of your wealth, right? How do you realize that you are already worthy of wealth and the money and the opportunities that is truly your birthright? And I even go back and listen to this conversation because it really puts you in the mindset of abundance and being able to attract more into your life. And like I said, I can see my life in these last couple of years, how I went from being broke, struggling, figuring things out during the pandemic, being on unemployment, to now where I am. And, you know, very much so in a completely different place. And this was one of the conversations that was a game changer for me. And so that is number three on my list. So good. Wherever you are, if you're like, Blue, I'm ready for more, that is the conversation you need to be tuning into. Okay, let's see. Fourth favorite episode, I am gonna say, is my conversation with Abu Fofana, another one of my friends. And Abu flew in for the conversation. I was like, you did not have to do that. Love the support. But one thing that our conversation was around was the practicality of practice. And this was an important conversation for me because I am so much of like a in the sky, like, oh, everything's gonna work out, blah, blah, blah type of mindset. Like, it's just gonna happen. It's just gonna come to be. And the reality is it doesn't always just happen. And so Abu and I talked about, how do you actually put in the time to practice, to learn new skill sets, to develop yourself, so that we're not just leaving this up to chance, that we are actually putting in a commitment to bringing it to life. And this was so good. And even, you know, when I think about and see a lot of people, I'm like, oh, they just, like, they're just smart. They just naturally have that. Oh, they've already had the success. Like, it's just gonna come naturally to them. And that's not the case. It is actually putting in the time, doing the work, and even overcoming the failures that come along with trying something new and developing yourself and stretching yourself into a new space. It was such a great conversation and, you know, really eye-opening to me of how much commitment, putting in the hours to get to where you want to go. Again, it's not happening by chance. It happens by design. It happens by putting in the time, putting in the hours to bring it to life. And so, love that conversation. That's definitely number four on my list. Okay, we have two. Well, one more. I am going to say my number five is my conversation with Brandis Daniel. And love Brandis. She's the founder of Harlem's Fashion Row. And this conversation was so good because Brandis talked about the power of cliff jumping, right? And I always talk about getting into action. And we have these dreams, we have these visions, and we're like sitting on them and we're scared to move, right? It's so scary because we're like, we don't know what's on the other side. What if I fail? What if I fall? What if all of this just like crash and burns or whatever the case may be? We always go to the extremes, right? And Brandis, we talked about her cliff jumps and how she continuously has to put herself out there. And even in times when she didn't feel like it was going to work or didn't know how it was going to work in the middle of her cliff jump. And so we break that down. And I even actually break down. I do have a mini breakdown in that conversation because I shared, like, even in my leaps that I've taken, how there was a point when I didn't feel like I could stomach another leap, where the failures, the fear of failing again, it just seemed like I couldn't do it. Like, I couldn't bear going through that again. And we talked through it all because that's the realities of this journey and this process. And it was so, so good. And again, such an encouragement that wherever you are in the journey, wherever you are in the process, you're still gonna have to take that leap. And even when things don't always look like it's coming together or that it's looking the way you envisioned it, that is still working out for you. And so, such a great conversation. So, I still tune back to it for my own motivation to keep going, to keep taking the leap. And so that's my five. But of course, I can't stop there. I have one more. Okay, my last, I guess, number six favorite episode is my conversation with Danielle Leslie. And this, again, was season three in my house in Brooklyn during the pandemic. But every time I would see Danielle in passing at like different events and parties and things like that in New York, I was always like, Danielle, you know you gotta come on the show. You know you gotta be on the blue sofa. And she did just that. And this conversation, hands down, is game-changing, life-altering. And so if you don't know Danielle, we share, she has grown her business from zero to $16 million in like the first 4 years, something crazy. And I'm like, what? Like, tell me, because I want to know, because I obviously am not doing the things that you are doing. And so I ask all the questions and I'm like, Danielle, well, what did you do, right? And we didn't talk anything about the marketing or the ads or the things that she did. She said, again, it started with the inner work. And she said, when I was $0 Danielle, I asked myself, what would $1 million Danielle do? And again, how do I put myself in that energy now? How do I show up as that person now? And so I ask you, what is the highest version of you? What would CEO you do? What would master real estate agent you? What would best-selling author you do? Insert here, whatever it is, what would that highest version of you do? And start showing up as that person now. And so I want you to write in the comments, what is the highest version of you and how are you gonna start showing up as that person, right? Who do you need to be to do the things you need to do in order to have the things that we truly want to have in this journey? And that is the game changer in all of this. So again, this is just the beginning. All the conversations are so good. Again, I'm a biased mom, but I have used these same principles, taken nuggets from each of these conversations and have applied it to my life. And I know that it will do and be just as powerful for you as well. So make sure you tune in to The Journey with Blue. You can listen on your favorite podcast platform, as well as tune in here and watch the conversations. So I can't wait for you to tune in. I can't wait for you to join me in this journey. And again, make sure you like, subscribe, and I'll see you next week on The Journey with Blue.